Welcome, everybody, to your online nidra practice for resilience, for strength, for courage. Of course, this can be used at any time. I trust that this practice has found you at the perfect and exact right moment for you. A practice to help bolster our resilience to, let's be honest, sometimes there are some stresses in this life, right? Resilience is our ability to recover, to bounce back after a challenging time, to experience life, even those stressful events and situations, and come out at the other side. Resilience is our ability to cope when the natural winds of life maybe blow us off course, right? So, now is that sacred time to gather everything you might need for today's practice. Maybe some cozy warm socks, pillows, cushions, your blanket or duvet. Maybe a blanket, bolster, some cushioning for beneath the knees. You might like to lie on your mat on the floor. Maybe roll out your sleeping bag. Maybe you're on your sofa or reclined in a seat or cozy in your bed. I mean, maybe you're outside. Perhaps not in the winter months, but you don't know, maybe. The goal here is to simply get as comfortable, as warm, and as supported as supremely possible. So lay or settle your body down. Legs are hip-width distance apart, maybe wider, maybe narrower today. A slight bend in the knees with some form of support under them. Heels root, let go in the feet, feel them gently fall out to the sides. Unclench your glutes and feel the hips opening as a result. If there's any space between your low back and the earth, maybe you lift the hips up slightly. Anchor, scoop the pelvis, anchor tail down and up, closing the window between the tops of the hips and the low ribs. Low back, mid back, rib cage, upper back, shoulder blades rooted down, connected to the surface below you. Releasing through the abdomen, the chest, space between the ribs, even the collarbones spread broad, release down. Maybe you knit the shoulder blades together, shoulders away from the ears, a slight tuck of the chin, chin below forehead, back of the head, so heavy. Find length through the spine and feel symmetry between both sides of the body. Arms are out wide, palms up or down, fingers curled gently, sweetly. And feel that sweetness, that release that you feel through fingers and hands. Allow that to trickle up, to ripple through the face. Scalp softens, hairline, forehead smooths out. Unfurrow the brows. Eyebrows are soft, temples relaxed, ears melting down, eyeballs melting down toward sockets. Cleansing and clearing through nasal passageways, through the cheeks, even allowing the lips to be soft, maybe creating some space between teeth, tongue softens, an opening through the throat, a releasing through all the muscles in the neck. There is no need to be on guard, to hold yourself up. Be held, let go, and sink down. This is your time. This practice of yogic sleep can be practiced at any time of the day as a guided relaxation practice that may put you somewhere on that border, right? That edge between being awake and being asleep. A place, a sacred place, where you can rest deeply and gain so many benefits like creativity, stress relief, and resilience. There will be short periods of silence for you to have your own experience and really let go into the practice, into any messages, messengers that are meant to come to you, through you. And although, yes, yoga nidra is called yogic sleep, the intention isn't always to go to sleep, though. If that's part of your medicine, if that's in the cards for you today, take all of the sleep. This is a practice where we surf the interface. We surf that space between being awake and being asleep, also known as the hypnagogic state, where a lot of juicy medicine, a lot of healing, a lot of magic unfolds. So like I said, if you do fall asleep, that's absolutely perfect. It might be exactly what you need more than anything else for today. So know that there's no way to do this wrong. There isn't anything to be done. Just be here, resting the body and the mind. It's more than enough. And you'll find that thoughts may come and go. Just allow that to happen, seeing if you can observe thoughts and step back from thoughts, not push them away. Gently guide yourself, your awareness, back to the practice, back to the sound of my voice, my vibe. I've got you. Whenever you're ready. There may be times where you're very aware of the words that I am saying, and other times when my voice is just a murmur floating in the background. All right. Let's take a long, slow, smooth, very deep belly breath in through the nose. Fill up, keep going, whole breath. Opened mouth sigh, a cleansing, shedding exhale. Let go. Again, big, long, slow, smooth, and deep belly breath in through nose. Fill the whole belly, whole chest, up through throat, through the crown. Opened mouth, sigh, perhaps make it audible. Let something go. Last, the biggest inhale you've taken all day. Fill down and out through toe tips, fingertips, out through the crown. Keep going. Hold your breath at the top. One hold. Let's make it a good one for 4, 3, relax the body. You've got this. 2, 1, opened mouth, big release. Empty fully. Well done. and just making any little or large adjustments now to your shape, your position, your props. And when you're ready, just inviting stillness, inviting it in, inviting it to settle over and through the body, the mind, the spirit. And the invitation now is to just sink down really heavy and letting there be a welcoming now for any sounds that can be heard. And if there aren't any sounds, welcoming, attuning to the silence. Perhaps you can hear sounds from far away, outside of the space where you are right now. Perhaps there are sounds from inside of this room. Welcoming all sounds, all pockets of silence, without any labeling or judging, just noticing. And feeling the touch, the kiss of air upon the exposed skin. Noticing the different textures and temperatures of the air upon the skin. And feeling all of the places now where the body is held and supported by the earth beneath. And on each exhale now, breathing down through all of those points of contact beneath you, as if you might give away the whole weight of the body. Sinking down into the earth below. And we will use an intention in this practice, what we call a sankalpa. In yoga nidra, your sankalpa is a wish for something positive and self-serving in your life, a statement of your values, how you want to live and show up in this life. You might wish today to choose a sankalpa or let one choose you around resilience. Something like, I am resilient. I can adapt to change. I am strong. I am capable. I am brave. I am courageous. I can. And maybe you choose to have no sankalpa. That is okay too. You can just take this time relaxing and breathing. So just listen inwards. See if your sankalpa arises. And when and if you have it, repeating it in the present tense as if it were already happening. Already true with a capital T. Repeating it 3 times in the mind, in the heart, on that soul level. Yes, yes, gently letting that go. Next, we'll allow our awareness to travel, to go on a journey to different parts of the body. We don't need to move that part or do anything other than allow the awareness to rest there. You might like to focus on the different body parts, or you might like to imagine you could somehow place or infuse resilience around and into all of the parts of the body. Maybe you just breathe into them. Awareness is yours. So, beginning by focusing and feeling, strengthening the point between the eyebrows, imagining perhaps that you could place resilience here. Awareness resting at the eyebrow center. Down now to the hollow at the base of the throat. Resilience, awareness at the right shoulder joint, the right elbow, the wrist, palm, back of the hand, the right hand thumb, right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, right little finger. Coming back up through the wrist, the elbow, the right shoulder joint, and back to the base of the throat. Placing resilience, awareness at the left shoulder joint, the left elbow, wrist, palm, back of the hand, left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger. Awareness flows back up through the wrist, left elbow, through left shoulder joint, and back to the hollow at base of the throat. Placing resilience at the heart center, the left side of the chest, heart center, right side of the chest, back to the heart center. Awareness at the navel, the center of the pelvis, the right hip, resilience, the right knee, ankle, heel, sole of the right foot, top of the foot, the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, right little toe. Moving back up through to right ankle, the right knee, and the right hip joint, and the center of the pelvis, to the left hip joint, the left knee, ankle, heel, sole of the left foot, top of the foot, left big toe, the second toe, third, fourth, left little toe. Moving back up through to the ankle, left knee, and the left hip joint. Deep in the center of the pelvis, the navel, the heart center, hollow of the throat, eyebrow center, resilience and awareness infusing the whole body. The whole body. the whole body filled with resilience. Inviting the awareness now to rest upon the breath, just observing the natural rhythm of the breath as it moves in and out of the body, feeling the breath coming in and the breath going out. And noticing now the turning points of the breath, the point at the very top of the inhale, and the little pause at the bottom of the exhale. Now, noticing the whole cycle of the breath, the inhale, the pause at the top of the inhale, the exhale, and the pause at the end of exhale. And then gently letting that go. Imagine now that with every inhale, you could fill the body with resilience, strength, so much so that it fills the body and radiates out beyond the boundaries of the body. Every inhale, filling up, overflowing with strength and resilience. And now, with every exhale, gathering up that resilience into a single point at the navel. Every exhale, honing it all back, gathering it up into a single point at the navel. And alternating between these two states now with every breath. So inhaling, radiating the resilience out to fill the whole body and beyond. And then exhaling, gathering the resilience to that single tiny point at the navel center. and then seeing if it's possible to hold both of these two states of awareness at the same time, feeling full of resilience, radiating and expansive, at the same time as gathering the resiliency in, feeling concentrated and contained. And then letting all of that gently go. Let go. Resilience to stand in the path of lightning. Resilience to walk when darkness falls at noon. Resilience will come to you. And then gently guiding your awareness to your heart center, bringing to mind the Sankalpa, or intention that you set at the beginning of the practice. Repeating it once again to yourself 3 times, as if it is already happening. And if you have no Sankalpa, just enjoying the relaxation, the breathing here. And then gently letting it go. Just having a sense of the whole physical body lying here. And just allowing any sounds that can be heard just to come to the ears. No force, no judging, no labeling. Feeling the touch of the air upon the skin. Perhaps noticing the warmth of the body weighted beneath any covers or clothing. And starting to take some deeper breaths now. Maybe some gentle movement to the fingers and toes. Just gently starting to wake the body back up. Any movement or stretch that feels delightful for you. And in your own time, you can remain on your back, maybe roll on over to one side. Come to belly or a seat. Take your time. Pausing here to rest in this new space, inside and out. Just breathe. And with hands at my heart center, I bow to each and every one of you. I honor your strength, your courage, your resiliency. You are stronger than you know. This practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends.